Exclusive: James O'Keefe, Line in the Sand Film Exposes Money-Driving Migrant Industrial Complex, by Nick Gilbertson, on December 24, 2024. Phoenix, Arizona. Investigative journalist James O'Keefe discussed his recently released documentary film, Line in the Sand, with Breitbart News during an exclusive interview at Turning Point USA's America Fest. O'Keefe, the founder of O'Keefe Media Group, OMG, sat down with Breitbart News at America Fest following his speech Friday, which included him bringing several brave whistleblowers on stage. "Well, Line in the Sand took a long time to make. We filmed in Mexico, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, California. We journeyed with the undocumented immigrants coming across the border, went to the non-governmental organizations that housed them, snuck in recorded conversations," O'Keefe detailed. The film, available on the Tucker Carlson Network, explores and exposes the world of the migrant industrial complex at an intimate level. Line in the Sand spotlights the illicit journey of migrants into the United States, but also U.S.-funded child detention centers and the driving force of money in the corrupt system. "We were trying to expose the system, and what we found was it's all about money. And it's really a documentary that shows it doesn't tell. It shows, and it shows by us being immersed in it. So it's really a one-of-a-kind film," he told Breitbart News. The expose has garnered stellar reviews from viewers, earning an 8.9 out of 10 rating on IMDb. Breitbart News also spoke with O'Keefe about OMG's trademark investigative work and the benefits of its undercover nature. "These subjects speak with a level of honesty they would not dare share if they understood they were being recorded." O'Keefe emphasized that many of the subjects reveal damning information because it eats at their conscience. "When there's such a wide gap between what the truth is and what you tell the people, typically, people are going to confess those things to a stranger because it eats at them, and they need someone to share it with," he detailed. O'Keefe also shared his message to potential whistleblowers who can prove corruption but may be too afraid to come forward, as well as his overarching message at America Fest. "Contact us at We have a nonprofit organization called Citizen Journalism Foundation, and it's tax deductible now," O'Keefe said in his message to potential whistleblowers. "I used to be a Project Veritas, but now we have a C3 that will defend you. We just wrote a $100,000 check to a Disney whistleblower today, and we're going to be doing that once a week for 2025. His overarching message at America Fest was that the actual battle for truth is internal, not external. "My message on stage today was that the fight is not external. It's not with an enemy out there. It's within ourselves," he said. "It's within us because telling the truth and standing up for something, even at great personal sacrifice, is a choice that every one of us has to make. Therefore, it is within us, the fight is within us. And that's really where good and evil lies, and some people do not succumb to their better angels."